It was very much on his last chance as an opener, and he's played an innings, you know, a lone innings that a lot of the other batsmen couldn't play, because it's been quite a tough pitch to start on. I think Dimuth was the guy who got set, and he batted brilliantly against the spinners. He started his footwork was very precise against them, and also he was probably helped a little bit by the fact that he's a left-hander. The tactics that Mustafizur used after lunch probably would be more effective. That angled in and seaming away was more effective against the right-handers. So that did help him, but he's also matured. I think it was a reasonably mature innings from him. For Bangladesh, they've got Sri Lanka 8 down with 139 runs now. What are their chances going to the final day, and what do they have to do to convert that into a victory?
They haven't done the second innings too well this year, the four test matches that they've played in New Zealand and in India and also in Gaul. But this is a better sort of chance for them, because they don't have much to chase. Of course, Sri Lanka will have Herat, who will definitely make sure that the fourth innings will be a big challenge for Bangladesh. But anything between 160 and 180 should be within their reach. The sooner they get the last two wickets, obviously, will be better. Dilwan Perera is going to be one of the wickets that they would like to take. Sri Lanka's tail, again, having to bail them out. And then, obviously, he'll have to bowl. But what did you make of his batting?
Yeah, I wasn't quite taken with the way that he continued to dead bat towards the end of the day. I think at that stage, what Sri Lanka needed was runs rather than to bat time. Especially because it is a tough pitch, so it does take a little while to get yourself going and to get your eye in on this pitch. But we saw that when Saranga Lakmal came out to the end of the day and batted a little bit more positively, Sri Lanka were able to stretch that lead a little bit more quickly and were able to feel a little bit more comfortable. So in the morning tomorrow, they'll have to start again. They'll have to do all the hard work all over again before they can get to that stage where they can stretch the lead. I think probably something like 200 is where they would be really comfortable. That's what Dimuth Karunatha said at the press conference. But something like 180 maybe is a bit more achievable. But they'll have to bat really well and bowl really well to come out with a victory from here.